Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi there, welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for a week starting Monday the 3rd of March 2008. I'm Simon Robinson here with Nick Savides. Hi Nick.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not so bad. What's going on this week?
We've got the familiar problem now of the stagnant markets, mm-hmm. and that's taking its toll. Low rates,
yep.
As we said before, with the results...
High bunkers.
It's taking its toll. It seems that one company has apparently given up the ghost.
Oh, really?
SH Marine of Korea closed its offices in the UK, said it was going to concentrate on Asia and the Far East, and now nobody can even find them there. They seem to have given up the ghost completely.
Right.
So they were contracting. Well, it happened in the last couple of weeks. They announced 2 weeks ago, I think it was now, closing their UK offices and contracting as a business.
Sure. So it is possible that they're just in the middle of the transition and they may appear later on, I guess.
It is possible, but at the moment, nobody seems to be able to trace them.
And what's happening in terms of the Atlantic trades?
Atlantic may be showing some sort of recovery. The CPP market has. And the world scale rates for 37,000 tonnes of CPP went from 190 to around 190 to 240.
Right, that's a big jump.
Which is, it's a formidable jump.
Was that in a week?
In about a week, yeah, a week and a
half.
That's
a big jump in a week, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. But, of course, what that means is that there's less space for chemicals.
Sure.
So that's the important thing. But the chemicals market doesn't seem to have made the same leap.
I suppose it depends if that 50-point rise is sustainable, and do you think it could be?
According to the brokers at the moment, they think it may well be, that the demand there is picking up for CPP, and the stocks in the US are not as high as they were. This stuff is not an exact science.
Absolutely not. If it was, we'd all be out there making lots and lots of money.
Yes.
And what's happening in terms of the trade back east across the Atlantic? Is that still dominated by biodiesel?
That's all biodiesel at the moment, yeah. See, nothing else except biodiesel and the odd chemical, I would say. And that's dominated really by the fact that the dollar is still weak.
Sure.
And has weakened on
the
week.
Sure. And in the European markets, lots of open ships?
Hell of a lot of open ship in the Rotterdam area, that sort of Hamburg-Le Havre range. A lot of ships, I'm told, that are sailing with empty space.
Sure.
They'll pick up their contract cargoes and head either east or west.
Right.
From Rotterdam area with empty space because they just can't pick up cargoes. There was an interesting ship that went to the Middle East, Jebel Ali, to pick up 10,000 tonnes of vegetable oils. But the ship sailed under ballast, apparently, from Europe.
To there. To Jebel Ali, and then back again.
Wow.
So not getting an empty load on the way back, but an empty load on the way there, which is quite innovative, I should think, in terms of...
It is, but what they did was to double the rates.
Ah, well, that's not so bad then.
So they got a really good rate, $80 to $83 a tonne.
Right.
So that's quite high from the Arabian Gulf.
Yes.
That's close to what you'd get for going all the way to the Far East.
Well, that's pretty good, nice bit of business.
It is, yeah.
Great. Thanks so much, Nick.
No worries.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.